When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Back on the hardwood here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse as the Braves open up a three-game week with the Lewisburg Green Dragons here at home, a team that had four guys in double figures a few weeks ago in Lewisburg. One interesting stat, though, Chief, this is the latest that the Shikellamy Braves have played basketball since back when the Braves made the trip into the state first round against
Allentown Central Catholic,
and the year before that, Abington Heights.
Abington Heights, that's right. We went up to Scranton. I forgot.
This has been
Abington Heights had that junior college team playing.
Yeah, they did.
Playing at high school level.
One of their guards ended up at Bucknell for a short time.
And Ali from the kid from Allentown Central Catholic went on to play at Michigan.
Yes, he did.
So we did a little bit of tough competition once they got into states. So.
But again, it's been a long time since the Braves have played basketball this late in February. Not to mention having at least three games in March coming up, as the Braves at this point are the number one seed in the District 6-4 tournament, which means they would host a home game on March the 8th here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Now, there's still more basketball to be played. Central Mountain plays tonight. I believe they play Hollidaysburg this evening.
Okay.
Shikellamy, of course, with Lewisburg. And then, of course, and next week, they also have two district games,
right,
against Central Mountain on Tuesday here, and then at Selins Grove on Thursday night. Both will, by the way, be on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. So a very busy couple of weeks of basketball for the Braves. They added another game to this schedule. Thursday night they head to
Minersville.
And then Saturday night back here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse against Berwick. And then, of course, we'll be back on the air with them on Tuesday when they have Central Mountain here. But tonight, it's the Lewisburg Green Dragons and a team that has a lot of really tough weapons to defend, Chief.
Well, they got a nice inside-outside combination. Cam Michaels, probably, I would say, the best point guard in the area. Shoots well, dribble penetrates, and does a lot of dishing off to their inside man, Jacob Hernandez, who probably leads the team in scoring. Jacob is probably the strongest inside person that we've seen. He's able to use both hands, and that's something that a lot of times a big guy, you know, he's either strongly right-handed or strongly left-handed. Jacob seems to be able to do that all. His physical abilities, all right, make him a threat. His basketball abilities make him a super player.
And he's a junior.
And if Shikellamy had him on their team this year, they probably wouldn't have lost the game.
Well, and they definitely would not be worried about being a one or two seed.
No.
They would be a one seed and just wonder who's coming in on March the 8th.
You're exactly right there. They have other people that come off the bench. Zelikowski is another kid that likes to get in there and rebound, and he comes off the bench a lot of times. And they, you know, it just seems that when they need a three-point shot, they'll get it. You know, I was thinking about Sims, all right, the football player. Didn't shoot a lot up at Lewisburg, but he's capable of getting in double figures if he has to.
How many teams have a guy that averages double figures coming off their bench as the six?
Well, I can tell you that there are some guys that they probably should be starting, but they're more comfortable if they come in once the game has started. They purposely do not want to start the game. They come in the sixth man, and because they play better. And I'm sure that might be the thought behind Coach Salzman, this man.
And I'm talking about Zelikowski, of course.
Yes, that's who we're talking about.
Having an average of 12 points a game coming off the bench. When last these two teams met, he was just averaging 7 points a game. No question, a tough team to match up against and defend. We'll see what Coach Bill Ziegler's been working on, even though, for the second time, they have not had a practice before a Lewisburg game. Well, we'll talk about that when we return.
That's the norm, I know that.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for round two with the Lewisburg Green Dragons. All right, I know you've looked at the video from last time around. You've seen the matchups. What did you see that you would like to see worked on that you felt didn't quite go as well as you wanted to the first time around?
Well, we didn't score for the first 4.5 minutes of the game, so that we need to get out to a better start than that. Defensive transition was a suspect. We left Hernandez get down the floor a couple times, outrun us, and get some easy baskets. That really hurt us, and we have to do a much better job of keeping Michaels in front of us and not letting him get to the rim.
Now, on the other side, what did you see that you really liked in that game that you think you can do again?
Well, we are going to try to mix up our defenses a little bit more this time, try to keep them a little bit off guard. You might see a little bit more zone tonight than usual from us. We think Hernandez and Michaels are their best two players, and if we go zone, we might be able to, control those a little bit better. But the other kids can shoot too, so, they're a tough matchup, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Bringing Hernandez out to the foul line in the zone, what does that do to his game?
Well, Jake can shoot that foul shot. Jake, foul line jumper. Jake can also, shoot a three-pointer as well. But he's most effectively from 5 feet in the basket, and he's a phenomenal finisher around the rim. And, we got to limit his opportunities of, catching the ball 5 feet from the basket.
Is this one of those teams that you feel you don't want to push it up the court quickly against?
I think if the opportunity is there, we will push it. Any easy transition basket that we can get, we're going to try and do. But we just have to be smart, push it when it's there and, step our half-court offense when it's not.
Well, and you've had some success going full-court man and pressing every now and then. Is this a team that you can do that with?
Once again, I think it's something that we need to mix up a little bit. I think if you do anything too long against this team, they have enough weapons that they get into a rhythm and they can break it. So, we're going to try to keep them, off balance a little bit today with a little bit of zone, a little bit of man, a little bit of half court trap, a little bit of full court man, and try to keep them off balance.
Yeah, I was going to say, they seem to adjust really well if you go to something too long. Is that what you saw too?
Yeah, their point guard, Michaels, is a not only a very good penetrator and distributor of the ball, but from the neck up, he appears to be a very, very bright young man. And, we just got to throw different things at him. If you let him get into a rhythm, he seems like to be a Tom Brady. He can just pick you apart.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you, so maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Shikellamy Lewisburg from the Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse in Sunbury. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the 10-7 Lewisburg Green Dragons. It'll be Dante Sims at guard, a 5'9 senior, averaging 3 a game, a 50% free throw shooter. Jacob Hernandez, a 6'3 junior, is the forward, 18 a game average, 74% free throw shooter. Had 14 last time these two teams met and was tied for the game high. Joseph Martin is the other forward, a 6'2 junior, averaging 7 points a game, a 57% free throw shooter. The other guy to lead the way last time these two teams met was Cam Michaels, a 5'8 sophomore guard, averaging 9 a game, a 60% free throw shooter, had 14 last time out. And Caden Wooderman is the other guard, a 5'10 senior at guard, averaging 2 a game and a 17% free throw shooter. We expect to see Forrest Zalahoski, the junior guard at 5'11, averaging 7 a game and an 83% free throw shooter, who had 12 last time out. We expect to see him coming off the bench first time off. For the Shikellamy Braves tonight, it'll be John Pfeiffer, a 6'3 guard. Pfeiffer, the junior, averaging 8 points a game. It'll also be Brayden Long. Long is a 6-foot senior at guard. Long averages 4 points a game, but does lead the team in free throw percentage at 64%. Mason Dietrich, the sophomore, 6-foot guard. He did not play most of the game last time against Lewisburg and then missed the next four due to concussion protocols. Dietrich averaging 8 points a game, a 63% free throw shooter on the year. Nate Luciano, the senior, a 6-foot guard. Luciano averaging 7 a game, a 52% free throw shooter. Leads the team in steals with 26 and assists also with 26. And Davis Marshall will be the 6'4 senior forward. Marshall leading the team with 14 points a game, 122 rebounds, and also leads the team in converting points off turnovers and leads the team in blocks with 9. By the way, Luciano, who led the team in blocks for a short time, is now third on the team in blocks behind Pfeiffer, and Marshall. Marshall with 9, Pfeiffer with 8, Luciano with 7. Not bad for a guard having 7 blocks, Chief.
Agreed.
From the line, the Braves are 56% this year on free throw shooting. They are 38% from the two-point area, 24% from the three-point area, and that has improved greatly after the Shamokin game last Friday night. 33% shooting overall, averaging 46 points a game, giving up 55. They are 4-10 overall. Number one seed at this point, right ahead of Central Mountain in the District 6-4 tournament, followed by Belfont and Hollidaysburg. Braves are 1-9 in conference play. So, again, giving you the starting lineups, it's Sims, Hernandez, Martin, Michaels, and Wooderman, we expect. And Pfeiffer, Long, Dietrich, Luciano, and Marshall for the Shikellamy Braves. When we return, we'll go to the center circle and start this game between Lewisburg and Shikellamy from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Shikellamy in their home white tonight with the navy blue numerals with maroon lettering. The maroon stripe down the side. Shikellamy written across the back. Braves written across the front. Lewisburg will be in their green uniforms with the white arrow style stripe down the side. The arrow stripe down the side with white trim and numerals on their road jerseys. Braves coming off a loss Saturday afternoon to Bloomsburg, where the Braves had another struggle in the third period, and that was the difference in the ball game. Braves falling to the Panthers by a score of 61-42 in that loss. Night before, of course, on WKOK, the Braves with a big win on the road at Shamokin, 72-61 to go to 4-10 overall. As I said, some big games coming up next week for the Braves in not only conference play but district play. More importantly, their number two seed at this point, Central Mountain, a team that really the Braves had a chance to beat until the last minute 30, when that game kind of got out of hand, and then the percentages looked a lot different. The final score looked a lot different. It was a two-point game with about a minute 30 to go. And then, of course, the first win of the season came against Selins Grove. And they'll have Selins Grove on the road at the Seal Dome next Thursday night. Both of those games next week on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Well, Kevin, the Braves had two fantastic games out at Southern and at Shamokin last week. And then it just didn't work for them on Saturday.
But you know why? They didn't go out. They didn't have any access to Route 61.
That's true. And the other thing is, we weren't there, Kevin.
We were
in Clearfield.
We didn't have any access to Route 61 either.
Stumbling through the District 9-4 wrestling districts. And it's nice to see hardwood out there instead of Resolite. I love the sport of wrestling, but this man was not made, okay,
you were
to
not
call
built
a wrestling match.
You were not built to wrestle?
That is Steve Williams' job.
Well, he will be back next on Saturday night, next two Saturdays in Altoona for the Northwest Regional and the Western Super Regional, which is basically the first two rounds of the state tournament that they're moving to a different location to try and make things work a little bit better in Hershey. At the center circle, Marshall tips it, and Luciano will chase it down underneath the Lewisburg basket, and the Braves will attack the basket to our left to get things started. Dietrich with a basketball between the circles. On the far wing now, it's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer inside to Marshall. Marshall with a fadeaway. On the rim, no good. Good rebound by Dietrich. Back up, rims it in and out. Then Marshall with the third time. Missed everything. And a rebound by Sims on the backside.
Well, again, you got three shots close to the basket, but Mason Dietrich shot, at least he had his shoulder squared. Davis did not, but that's two offensive boards, and they didn't get any points.
Lewisburg with the basketball now with 7:20 remaining in the first period. Still no score. On the near wing, it's Martin. Martin sends it inside to Hernandez, draws a crowd, kicks it back out to the near wing, driving in is Wooderman. Now goes over to Martin. Back to Wooderman in the corner. Now to Hernandez, tipped around and into the hands of Dietrich. Braves get the turnover.
Braves moving very well in their zone, not giving anybody a clear pass.
Luciano underneath has nobody to pass it to in a sea of green.
Well, he might have that block, Kevin.
Yeah, Wooderman comes up with it.
We were kind of screened, but I think he might have had that shot blocked because he was underneath the basket.
There's a three from Sims on the far side. No good. Hernandez with a rebound at the baseline. Lost a handle on it. And again, Dietrich gets the turnover.
Good job by Davis Marshall to force. There's a throw out of bounds, Kevin.
Dietrich was going in. Luciano was throwing it to the wing. And that's where we stand. Not with 6:31 remaining in the first.
Well, I was talking about Davis doing a nice job of making Jake Hernandez go deep underneath the basket once he got the rebound. So right now, both teams not excelling, I would say, at the offensive end.
Braves coming out in a 3-2 zone. Inside Hernandez. Hernandez to the far wing to Wooderman. Now they give it off to Michaels. Michaels drives in, finds Wooderman again. Now again to Sims. Braves still playing that zone and really not giving anything inside.
Well, they just have to keep hustling. They can't let up at one. Everybody's got to do their jobs. You know, that means you got to rotate and slide right here.
Over to the right side. Putting it on the floor is Martin. Finds Sims again with 5:50 to go. Pass right into Pfeiffer's hands. He has a 3-on-2. Pfeiffer works his way into the third three-point ring and then stops. Now Luciano will reset the offense with 5:41 to go, still looking for points. Three-pointer on the way. Pfeiffer got it from the far wing, and that was a college NCAA three.
Yeah, John, when he's left alone, he's deadly from beyond the arc, Kevin.
He struggled against Bloomsburg, only 3 points, and Hernandez fires up a three from the near wing. Pfeiffer tips it into the hands of Luciano.
Well, let Jake take that all night long. Coach Ziegler said get a hand in his face, but if he wants to stay there, that's good.
There's a bounce pass right into the shin of Hernandez.
A good defense by Jake. He got his hands out, and Davis threw it right into him.
Three-pointer by Martin. No good. And Marshall chases it down on the baseline. Now to Luciano with a 2-on-3. Now finds Long trailing. Long will start in. Weaves to the left. Weaves to the right. Right hand off the window and in. Good effort by Long.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was worth the price of admission, folks. I'm telling you, that crossover on the left-hand side, and at the end he finished all right with a nice banker.
Three-pointer on the way for Michaels. No good for the far wing. Dietrich with a rebound. 5-0. Here with 4:30 to go, Shikalimi leading it. Long three-pointer near wing, just a little bit short.
Nobody under the boards, Kevin. Not one Brave was underneath the boards. We talk about that all year long. They're all on the perimeter.
Wooderman picks up the rebound. 4:15 to go. Lewisburg looking for their first points of the game. Shikalimi with a 5-0 lead. Sims now over to the near wing to Wooderman. Back to Sims far wing. And into the corner, they'll swing it to Martin.
They've got to be careful. Hernandez is running the baseline a lot of times.
Inside, in and out of the cylinder for Martin. Yeah. No good. Rebound, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer pushes it up quickly. Pfeiffer right down the middle of the court, off the window, bounces off the rim, no good. And a whistle on the rebound by Martin.
I'm sure that's going to be a foul on Pfeiffer.
Think so too, yeah.
Yep, that's who it is.
Team foul number one for Shikalimi.
Well, John went the distance. He got to the, again, he picks his dribble up about the top of the key, takes those long strides. That time he had a bunch of people in front of him. Not his best shot, Kevin, but the one good thing is the Braves are attacking the basket.
Zalahoski in, Major in, and coming out for Lewisburg was Wooderman and Hernandez. Zalahoski inside, kicks it back out. Now for Major. Major three, no good. And a foul coming as Davis yeah. Marshall brought the hammer down by accident.
Cam Michaels, the guard inside there, was up for the rebound, and Davis came down and fouled him, knocked him to the floor.
Looked like he was coming off the top rope.
I'm sure that's not Cam Michaels' first time he's been knocked to the floor either, Kevin. There's
oh, good
steal.
Defense oh. by Long, and he put it right back into the hands of Major, who was stepping on the M at Shikalimi on the baseline.
Well, we got a full-court press here, so now we're going to have to see if the Braves can take care of the press that they're going to throw in. It's a zone press. They'll try to double team when they can.
And they did. And Dietrich got away and threw the ball into the hands of Long. Near a far wing three. Marshall got it! 8-0 Shikalimi with 3:13 remaining here in the first as the Braves hit two from outside the arc.
They got out of the double team, and that had Lewisburg get people out of position. Laid Davis wide open. They got an offensive foul
against the Lewisburg Green Dragons and Shikalimi. We'll retain control again with 3:03 remaining as that foul was charged to Zalahoski.
Push off. I don't think it was an illegal screen because he wasn't anywhere near Cam Michaels that time.
On the right side, Pfeiffer with the basketball with about 3 minutes to go in the period, leading it 8-0. Here comes Pfeiffer, the foul line, stops, turns around, jumps. And 360 in and out, gets his own rebound, goes right back up, right hand, right side, right in. 10-0 Shikalimi here in the first. Crossing the line now is Michaels with it. Sims back to Michaels. Shikalimi now moving to a man-to-man this time around. There's a jumper, top of the key, in and out, no good by Zalahoski. Rebound again by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Long. Long spins to the inside, has his shot blocked by Martin. Put back, though, by Marshall is good. And a 12-0 run to start the period gives Lewisburg a timeout.
Well, I'm sure right now that Lewisburg is a little bit in shock, Kevin. You know, it's not that the Braves didn't play well up at Lewisburg, but they sure are doing a nice job with their defense. And right now, Lewisburg can't buy a basket. They've had a couple of good looks when the Braves have left them shooting. They haven't made it. The Braves giving them one and done every time. And the other thing is, you know, they've been getting some offensive boards. And it's just one of those things. They're on a great run right now.
Early on in the period, I thought Coach Salzman's team was maybe taking too many three-point shots and not getting another a better look. But the last couple of possessions, you were right. They really moved the ball around, but the Braves' defense has played very well, and when they do get a shot off, it's a one and done.
Yeah. And right now, you know, Hernandez is not in the game.
He is not.
He's still on the bench, Kevin. I'm not quite sure why. But, you know, right now, the Davis, Marshall, and John Pfeiffer, all right, have been doing a nice job at both ends on the boards, and that's quite a feat for John because he's playing outside both on offense and defense.
Luciano Ammerman in the game now for Shikalimi, and losing the ball underneath is Michaels, but I think it might have gone off of a Brave.
It went off of either John Pfeiffer or Marshall, either one. You know, it's hard to tell those guys apart right now. To be honest with you, they got the same hairstyle and they're about the same height.
That's about right.
It really is. And if you don't look at their numbers, you're not going to be able to tell who they are.
Sims gets it in now and goes to Michaels. Michaels drives the lane, now kicks it to the right side, looking there for Zalahoski. Zalahoski will kick it now right side to Michaels. Low box, Zalahoski goes up. Long will foul him, and the Lewisburg Green Dragons are on the board.
Well, Kevin, it's very obvious what Coach Mount Salzman said. Cam Michaels, you have to dribble penetrate. If you get the shot, take it. If not, kick it out. And he did it three different times. Once He couldn't get the shot. He kicked it out. He did it again, and he kicked it out. They didn't get the shot. The next time he did it, he found Zolowski underneath. And, of course, this is a chance for him to make a three-point play after Braden Long fouled him.
Hernandez in for Martin, and a good three-point play for the 83% shooter, best free throw shooter on the team in Zolowski.
This is a good press that they're able to put on. See?
Sims slapped that one right out of bounds right in front of Ammerman.
Cale Ammerman did not come to the ball. You got to, when you're coming into the middle to get that pass, you got to come to the ball. If you don't, Sims is going to step in front and almost intercepted it.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard you say that over the years.
Come to the ball. Don't stand there and wait on it.
Ammerman on the far wing with a minute 37 to go and a Shikellamy 12-3 lead that is now starting to go in Lewisburg's favor with Zolohoski getting the steal.
Braden dribbled that right off of his foot as he tried to make the move, unfortunately for him.
Hernandez outside the arc, starts in, kicks it back out for Michaels. Sims makes the save at half court. Shikellamy's got the ball. Shot waved off for the double dribble as Ammerman switched and picked up the ball and then dribbled it again.
Golden opportunity that time for the Braves. They thought they were going to get backcourt. They stole the ball. And actually, you know, Cale Ammerman, I didn't think he expected to get that after it was knocked over by Pfeiffer. And he ended up dribbling with the right hand and left hand at the same time.
Dietrich now coming in the game for Long. Shikellamy with a 12-3 lead, a minute 5 to go first period. Sims, far corner, works the baseline, sends it out to the Chief. Oh, I almost had that one, too.
You can get it if you want.
You have bigger hands, though.
No, I don't. Next time, I'm going to leave the stinking thing go. You know what? Next, I don't care if it hits you right
you
in the head.
You were just protecting
right?
me.
If
I know.
If it hits you right in the head, all right, then Rebecca's going to holler at me. Daniel's going to be upset that his dad
No, he's going to laugh. That's what he's going to do. Here's a pass inside for Marshall. Marshall through the block of Hernandez. Missed the shot.
Foul.
Second effort draws the foul on Hernandez. That'll send Davis to the line to shoot a pair with 47.1 left.
13, I think. No, it's 10 they called the foul. And Kevin, that's going to be on Caden Verderman. Well, Davis, we're going to see if Davis can add to his 5 points here. He's got two foul shots. And, again, these foul shots are big.
54% free throw shooter. That one hits all the rim, some of the backboard, and then drops off the left.
It just hurts me, my heart, Kevin. I just want these guys to make these foul shots.
Braves is a team of 56% free throw shooter. Second one hits the front of the rim and drops in.
Well, Davis with 6, Pfeiffer with 5, 11 of the 13 points from those two gentlemen from Shikellamy.
40 seconds remaining and a 13-3 Shikellamy lead. They led by as many as 12. Sims, far corner, 3, rattled in and out, no good.
Great rebound.
Rebound, Marshall, that was a good one.
He's done a fantastic job at both ends rebounding lately, Kevin.
There's Luciano now with 23 seconds to go. He'll back up on the circle, and Sims will not come out to contest it with 17 to go. Braves playing for the last shot. Lewisburg will have the ball to start the second period. 9 on the clock now as Luciano starts in with 6. Over the right side, Dietrich, 3. Got it! And that'll do it for the period.
Couldn't have worked any better, Kevin. Couldn't have worked any better.
Shikellamy with a 16-3 lead at the end of 1 against the Lewisburg Green Dragons on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I think it's safe to say that Shikellamy has not had a better first period than that one. 16-3 outscoring Lewisburg, and now with their largest lead of the night with 13 here to start the second period.
They executed the end of that quarter to perfection. Lewisburg wasn't going to come out and guard them because they didn't want them to get a layup. And Luciano took a screen from Davis and went by it and kicked it over to Mr. Dietrich, and he nailed the 3.
From the far wing and nothing but net. In the far corner now with the basketball is Martin, as Lewisburg starts the period with the basketball. They'll send it around far side, looking for Michaels. And again, the Braves just denying anything inside. There's a deep three. That one no good. Sims has to chase it down outside the arc. Michaels went a long way for that three.
There were a lot of Braves underneath the basket, but on a long layup like that, you're gonna get that. Right now, Nate Luciano just fouled Nate Hernandez because Nate got the ball deep in the low box, and that was a good foul.
Yeah, Jake Hernandez got got right by Luciano, and that was the foul that came up. And there's Hernandez inside, off the window and in.
That's the strength we talk about. He just crashed the boards, got it, did a nice turnaround, and banked it in for his first bucket of the evening.
And Braves down at the other end, send it underneath to...
That was Mason Dietrich.
He
dribble penetrated, got all the way down to the basket, and there were three guys there, and somebody got a hand on it, and he ended up going out of bounds off of Lewisburg.
Luciano will find Pfeiffer there on the far side.
Got to take care of the ball.
And a steal. Now a two-on-one. Pass to Hernandez, near side. Luciano had no chance of defending that.
That's what Coach Ziegler wanted to keep from happening. The Michaels-Hernandez connection, and that was on a transition basket.
4-0 run now for Lewisburg. Tighten it up now to 16-7. Braves had a 13-point lead to start this period.
Well, you know, Kevin, it was only a matter of time until the Lewisburg started scoring.
Ammerman from the near corner, almost with a three, decided against it. They'll swing it all the way to the far wing to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now sends it inside, low box. Marshall
nice
off the window and in.
That was nice tech. That was nice. The nice arc. He got it over Hernandez and nice soft touch off the glass for his eighth point.
18-7, 6 minutes to go in the half. Sims thought about a three, brings it back down. He'll send it inside. Hernandez again, sneaky underneath, and a foul on Marshall.
Kevin, Hernandez just hangs out behind the
Nobody
basket.
Nobody saw it.
But the Braves have to be aware of that. And, you know, Johnny Pfeiffer's got to drop down and take that when it happens. And that's Davis's second foul, and that's not a good situation for Davis or for the rest of the Braves.
Indeed. That'll bring Hernandez to the line, a 74% free throw shooter, short. You don't see him miss short too many times.
No, you don't. Somebody's got to make sure they box Jacob out because, you know, he's very strong.
Or he will find that ball.
He will.
He'll set up again, and that one will go right through.
5 points right now for Jake Hernandez.
10-point lead for Shikellamy, under six to go here in the half, and a 2-2-1 again for Lewisburg. Braves will bring it across now. Pfeiffer will have it. And the half-court defense is up. Ammerman, far corner. Finds Pfeiffer between the circles. Pfeiffer gets direction. Now finds Ammerman, far wing three. In and out, no good. Tip out by Marshall, no good. Into the hands, I should say, of Wilderman.
That was Pfeiffer that was keeping that ball alive.
Here comes Sims, right hand, right side, and right through.
Well, Dante Sims at the very end just went a little bit to the right and had that little sweeping layup. Just nice touch by him, Kevin.
There's Dietrich inside, and a lot of bodies.
There was.
I don't even know who, but everybody was on the floor.
I like the way Mason just says, I'm going to split these two guys. I don't care if I get fouled or not. And that foul's going to be on the smaller. No, it's on Jake Hernandez they called it on, Kevin.
It is on Hernandez. That'll be his first, team's third. That'll send Dietrich to the line. Dietrich, a 63% free throw shooter, is now 18 of 28.
Well,
as Long comes in for Ammerman.
He has that nice three at the end of the first quarter to put the Braves up 16-3 and makes his first foul shot. So he's got 4 points on the evening so far.
He'll bounce it three times, spin it, and come up short. Rebound Hernandez, 19-10. Shikellamy leading him, 5:05 to go in the half.
Braves just can't get over that 50% team foul shooting.
You're right. Sims inside, finds Hernandez. Hernandez defended well by Marshall, and Marshall gets the rebound.
He pulled it up short, Kevin, and Davis did a nice job of boxing him out, and he got the rebound.
Underneath, Long works on Sims. runs out of real estate. Now finds Luciano back at the top of the key with 4:45 to go. Here comes Luciano driving in, and Sims will get a reach-in foul.
Yeah, Dante reached in as Braden went by. A lot of times when that happens, Kevin, you get a hand on the ball.
Oh, actually, right? They're going to call that on Wooderman.
Well, Wooderman was guarding him, which seemed that, you know, that is strange, Kevin.
I thought it was on Sims, but
so
it was Wooderman on the other side.
It might have been. They both might have fouled him, Kevin.
Well, that's a good point.
We saw Sims reach in, and it looked like he slapped his hand.
Luciano now checking out of the game for Shikalimi. And James will come in for the first time, inbounded now to Dietrich. Dietrich to Marshall at the foul line with 4:35 to go in the half. Shikalimi up 19-10. Near wing, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now at the foul line. Sends it to the far corner to Dietrich. Off the window, no good. Marshall tips it, cannot keep it under control, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lewisburg basketball.
Davis attacked the offensive board. He tipped it. Jakari was underneath, too. He got a hand on it, as he usually does. All right. James always in there trying to rebound.
Sims with the basketball. They'll send it inside. Turnaround. Nice. Michaels with an easy two.
He just got that ball. It's like catch and shoot, all right? Didn't think too much about it, Kevin.
19-12 as Shikalimi brings it across the line. Dietrich runs the baseline all alone. That boy looked like it was goaltending. He got his hand in the cylinder, but no call. Yeah. James with a basket. I think if he would have touched the ball, it might have made a difference, but that hand was definitely in the net.
I think Mason thought he was going to get fouled. He pushed that layup really hard, Kevin.
There's a feed inside to Marshall. Marshall spins to the inside, drops his shoulder.
Offensive
That'll
foul.
Be the offensive foul
and that's
for the
three.
Shoulder.
Yep. That's three.
Now the Braves are going to have to, or Bill Ziegler and the Braves are going to have to make a decision underneath. And then in comes Luciano. Yeah, you're not going to get away with a shoulder drop very often.
A lot of times, though, Kevin.
Hernandez coming out, too.
A lot of times, Kevin, though, you don't get any call in that situation.
Well,
you know?
That's a good point.
But you're right. It's you got to watch that shoulder.
I think if you don't duck the head, sometimes you get away with it. But I think that time Davis ducked a little bit of everything. And there's Major with a three. No good. Tip around, controlled by Zalahowski. Back outside for a wing three by Michaels.
So you don't get the defensive board.
Yeah.
And Michaels kills you with a three-point shot. Nobody was out there because everybody was still in the paint.
That 12-point lead now down to four with three to go. Here comes James. Don't look pass underneath. That draws a foul. I think that one's going to be on Major. And that's going to be team foul number five on Lewisburg. And Shikalimi will bring in Cameron Leonard.
Yeah, Caden Major picks up his first foul. Michaels.
It is against Major.
Yeah, it is. Michaels had 5 points now in the game, and so did Hernandez.
Long with the basketball with three to go. Now sends it to the near wing, and that's where Luciano is. Far side, Leonard. Leonard between the circles, guarded there by Martin. Martin almost committed the foul there. Now with the basketball, Luciano. Luciano driving in, gets the bucket, and he'll go to the line.
Well, what you're hearing, folks, is there's a lot of people upset that Cam Leonard got knocked to the ground underneath the basket and nobody made a call. But actually, it worked out to the Braves' benefit.
Okay? Yeah, because now you're a three-point play.
And right now the officials are looking into the stands, and they're getting yeah. getting the game manager. So
that's not going to be too much longer.
Got to be careful.
Not going to be too much longer before some people might be exiting the building. 21-15, 2:43 remaining here in the period and in the half. Luciano ready to shoot it again, and that one is good. He'll finish off the three-point play, makes it 22-15 with 2:40 remaining.
Good answer to a run by Lewisburg, Kevin.
Lewisburg cut it down to four. James almost stole that one in front of Sims. Now from the near wing, Martin, three. No good. And it hits the scoreboard clock. Yeah. Or hits the score clock, I should say, above the basket. It will be Shikalimi ball.
And they're very fortunate because both Major and Zlotkowski were both inside position and would have got an easy layup. Maybe a chance the Braves might end up fouling.
Yeah, it was going to be a major rebound.
I wonder if Jacob Hernandez isn't feeling well, Kevin, because he's out of the game. Wow, you got to catch the ball.
That pass tipped by Martin. Talked to him earlier, though. He seemed all right.
It wasn't tipped. It just got missed by Cam Leonard, Kevin.
And that one bounced off the foot of Pfeiffer by Sims. Now, I was talking to Jacob earlier in warm-ups, and seemed like everything was all right there.
I don't know if I'd take him out with Davis Marshall with three fouls.
I was surprised about that, too. You're right. Far corner, Major with the basketball. The near wing, Martin. 22-15 as Dietrich makes the steal. And he can't quite keep
tough
under
job.
Control.
Tough job.
And a whistle. Is that a foul?
No, it's not a foul. Sims wants a foul.
I could hear him saying something about it.
Because he thought that, or they did call a foul.
Yeah.
That's right. They called a foul on Sims.
It is going to be on Sims. Okay.
Wow. I know that Mason had stole the ball, and he kind of lost his footing, but I didn't know if he got pushed. 1-1 here, Kevin.
That is Dietrich at the line. Good with the first one. That makes him 2-for-3 here from the line.
Well, Chickalimi, I won't say it.
No.
I'm not going
to
say it.
1:59 to go in the half, 23-15, and that'll be short. Tipped around, and this time
right,
Hernandez
now
was in the game.
They just can't get over that 50% team foul shooting number.
Hernandez, who's now in the game, gets the rebound. 23-15, Chickalimi leading it. They have led from the opening minutes by as many as 12. Three-pointer, far corner. That one no good by Major. Tipped out of bounds. Chickalimi basketball.
Right now, Dante Sims is probably saying, I wonder what I'm doing wrong.
I'm not getting anything.
Well, he was behind Mason Dietrich on the rebound, and he looked like it might have come off Mason's hands, but obviously the official thought that Dante hit it.
Give it 2-2-1 at the half-court line. Dietrich gets it, sends it over to Luciano, far side. Three! Just missed it. Good rebound by Dietrich as he went a long way to get that one. Hernandez harasses him for it. They pass it outside. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Chickalimi basketball as Atkins will come into the game.
Do you know why Mason Dietrich got that offensive board? After he passed the ball over to Luciano, he went to the opposite low box where the rebound would come off if he missed it. Smart player, Kevin. Smart player.
Luciano with a minute 20 remaining. And a 23-15 lead. Pfeiffer in the near corner, guarded by Hernandez. Pfeiffer will put it on the floor and lose it out of bounds off of Hernandez.
Hernandez knocked it out. Well, that's a pretty tough thing to go in there against Hernandez.
Long throws one up looking for a call. Didn't get it. And it goes into the hands of Michaels. Michaels now with a minute remaining in a 23-15 Lewisburg deficit. Fires up a three. That one in the cylinder and out. Rebound by Long. Over to Dietrich.
I'd be tempted to run a little time off here, Kevin. You're up by eight.
Well, they're going to give it to Luciano, and Luciano will sit on the circle. Now they're going to run a little bit over to the left side to Hernandez. Now to Leonard on the far wing. A little further to the right. That's where Long is with 40 seconds to go. He'll start to drive in.
Nice
shot.
Fights
right through the defense of Zelahowski for two.
Yeah, Braden gets up. Good vertical leap. All right, and just a nice little touch right over the rim from about 2 feet out.
Lewisburg down by 10. Zelahowski far side three. Just a little long. Rebound by Long. Long now dribbling through with 18 seconds to go. Spins to the inside. Travels with it, but he just kept it in the air quick enough to not get the call and put it in
for
two.
That was another worth the price of admission move.
That was definitely NBA style. There's a three, far side, near side, Sims, no good. Pfeiffer rebound. Dietrich with a hand shot at the foul line. Couldn't get it to go. What an outstanding end to the first period. Chickalimi had a 12-0 lead, saw it go down to 4, and now lead by 12 again. 27-15 at the half. This is Chickalimi basketball on WKOK and on the app.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
At the half here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, Braves lead Lewisburg 27-15 on what was a very pretty move by Long to just get a little bit of an NBA continuation and let that ball go at the right time to avoid the whistle, and laid it right up over the rim and in for two.
They just did a fantastic job of making a run there at the end. Lewisburg had outscored them all right by about 8 or 9 points, all right. And at the end there, they just came back and they scored 6 quick ones. Kevin, to give you an idea, before Braden Long made those 4 points at that particular time, Shikellamy was being outscored 12-7. Now it was only 12-11 in the second quarter. So really, really nice half by the Braves. And remember, Davis Marshall went out with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
With three fouls.
So that's something we're going to have to think about in the third quarter. If you want to know who's doing all the scoring, well, Davis Marshall had 8 when he left. And we've got a lot of people in there. Johnny Pfeiffer with 5, Braden Long with 6, Mason Diedrich with 5, and Nate Luciano with his 3. You go on the Lewisburg side, they're having a little bit of trouble. They're not making the threes like they usually do. But the guys we expect to score are. We've got Hernandez has 5, and so does Cam Michaels. The only other points are from the sixth man or the first man off the bench, Forrest Zelikowski. He has 3. And Dante Sims has the basket on the drive.
If you're Lewisburg and Coach Salzman right now, you have to be saying, listen, you know, we can hit this 3. We just have to keep throwing them up. But the problem is, when they're missing them, they have nobody underneath the basket. And Shikellamy has done a great job of rebounding. However, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, with Marshall not there, the leading rebounder on this team, I wonder if that changes the offensive scheme here for Lewisburg and maybe take a couple of chances now wouldn't.
But, you know, Braden Long is a strong rebounder.
So is Pfeiffer.
Mason Dietrich's a strong rebounder. Yeah, but Mason and Braden are there all the time. Sometimes John's out front, and he's the first line of defense if they would get the ball and stop the transition, all right? So that's something that you got to think about, too. But you're right. I mean, I'm surprised they really haven't pounded the ball into Hernandez. He does such a nice job around the basket. I remember a lot of times, I'm going back a couple of years, but I can remember when I played against zone defenses, that was basically my job, was down in that particular spot. And a lot of times they forget you're there. And if you have a guard that's got what I would call a rocket for an arm, you can get the ball down there really quick. And they did that one time, and the Braves ended up fouling Jacob. But it's a tough thing to guard a good big man when he's behind you in the zone. And that's something the Braves got to remember.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Well, another busy week of sports, including wrestling on Saturday night. Steve Williams will be in Altoona to bring you the Northwest Regional Finals. And that will be in the late afternoon slash early evening, the way things have been going lately with wrestling. And then the following Saturday, it will be the Super Regionals, which is basically the get you down to the quarterfinals on the state tournament level that will be happening the following week. So they have a new division in there called the Super Regional, and that'll be at Altoona next week. We'll have the finals there on WKOK. Just getting underway, Penn State, Nebraska, the Nittany Lions at 7-12, Nebraska at 5-15. That is on the schedule tonight with the Nittany Lions. And, of course, Steve Jones and Dick Girardi have the call there on that particular game. And then Steve will give you a recap tomorrow after 3 on the Steve Jones Show. Here at Shikellamy, it is Shikellamy 27, Lewisburg 15. Second half getting ready to start soon on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves leading Lewisburg 27-15 here at the half. And the Braves have had some good distribution in scoring. They had a 16-3 lead at the end of the first period and then just lost 1 point in that lead, now a 12-point lead at 27-15. But that second period, Lewisburg really jumped out early, yeah. Scored the first 6 points of that period, and then, as you said, the Braves weathered the storm a little bit and have been able to do that without Davis Marshall, who has 3 fouls. It'll be interesting to see if he comes out in the lineup.
Yeah, that's a good
start.
Kevin. Do you bring him and let him start the third quarter? You know, sometimes you got to roll the dice and let him do it.
Well,
okay?
I don't know. I mean, if it were me, I'm a kind of a gambler to a point, but I think I would want to sit him and see in the first couple of minutes if Shikellamy can get around not having him in there a little bit, and then maybe bring him in midway through the third period. But I'll tell you what, if things go south quick, make the change and pull the trigger on that one.
You're a gambler.
I am.
I think you're who Kenny Rogers wrote that song about.
That is,
you?
Yes. So. Yes. But I never broke even. It would be the gambler, he lost his shirt. that's the way it would go if it was me.
Oh, man.
It would not be the gambler, he broke even.
Well, Kevin, you just don't know what to do a lot of times. I'm not sure, but
nice thing is we don't have to decide.
We don't have to make that decision, and we don't have to live with the decision after we make it.
Well, let's see. At this point, it looks like Pfeiffer, Dietrich, Luciano, Long, and it will be Davis,
yes,
Marshall.
It will be.
Hernandez coming in for Lewisburg, as well as Wooderman, Sims, Michael's also checking in, and so is Martin.
Before we get going here, if Ted Anderlevich is listening, I know he listens to a lot of our games, a couple of the officials asked if the gentleman who usually sings the national anthem is still here, and I said, yeah, he's still here. He's just retired, and we miss him. So I hope Ted's listening tonight.
JV boys winning earlier tonight, 46-29.
After they lost beginning the first game.
And the Braves, with a three-point shot from Long, goes out of bounds and almost in the locker room. And that one will be Lewisburg basketball here as 15 seconds have ticked by.
Well, that's what Lewisburg wanted. They didn't want Chickalamy to get the first bucket here in the third quarter.
And the Braves come out in that zone once again. They've mixed it up as Coach
Bill. They found him.
Yeah, and there they found Hernandez time underneath.
You see he's down underneath the basket. Nice pass from Michaels to Hernandez. The guy that's out in the corner's got to drop down and take him when anybody gets the point in the paint like they did that time.
Coach Ziegler said they were making some changes to mess him up. Oh, nice feed underneath to Luciano, who kisses one off the square for two.
Nice way to beat that half-court press is you make that pass in the middle, and nobody went with Nate, and he went right in for the layup.
I'm going to try and say this for the third time. Coach Ziegler told us in the pregame they were going to mix up their defenses, and it's been really giving Lewisburg fits. And this zone is really been very effective up until that last possession.
They have beaten it when they do what they need to do, and the Braves have sometimes left them there. That's what Nate Nusian's got to do.
And he stepped right in front
of Hernandez and stole the ball.
Stepped right in front of Hernandez, kept it going before it went on the baseline. And the Braves with the steal with 6:38 to go in the third, up by a 29-17 score.
You have to remember that every time.
Marshall with the basketball. Now moving to the near wing, attacking the basket to our right with Pfeiffer. Far corner now, Luciano, guarded by Sims. He'll run the baseline, get right by Sims. Opposite, throw it up over his head, and couldn't get it to go.
He needed a little bit of a backspin to get that off the board. Oh, that's double dribble.
It was. I'll tell you what, Cam Michaels that time knew it too. He hit the three-point line. He was thinking about a shot and then saw an open guy, grabbed the ball, and then started to go that way to the left side and realized second.
How many times you see a quality player like that make that mistake?
And
not very often.
And he knew it when it happened. Pfeiffer drives right down the middle past Hernandez for two.
And John picks up point number seven. They just kind of stood and left him come in, Kevin. That time nobody went towards him. I thought they might be trying to draw the charge, but John never touched him.
31-17. And a far side three by Sims. In and out, no good. Nice putback by Martin in the low box.
Yeah, that's the first points for Joseph Martin. Good position that time. Nobody boxed him out. Got the easy offensive board and scored. Oh, boy.
Pfeiffer threw it right into the hands of Michaels. Tips it. He'll Sims driving in now, and he'll drive right by Pfeiffer for two. 31-21 down to a 10-point Chickalamy lead with 5:20 to go in the third.
Well, Dante, with 4 points, I think he only had 1 point in the game up at Lewisburg, and he's got four right now. What they've done is they've got this extended zone. Lewisburg does.
Dietrich three, far side, no good. Marshall with a putback and a one.
It's going to be a foul on Sims, I believe.
No, that's Hernandez.
Hernandez
will pick up his second team's first.
Davis picks up number 10 here on the line for get the old good old-fashioned three-point. But nice job by Davis. He never came down. He got the ball and put it right back up and scored and got fouled.
And his shot is in and out. No good. Rebound by Sims. Over to the right side with a basketball. It's Martin. Martin will give it off. And a 12-foot jumper by Michaels. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes to the near side. Three by Wooderman. That one is good.
You see, these guys are so good from the outside. Wooderman never left the corner when that rebound came out. And they got it to him. There's a foul.
That foul looks like it's going to be on Wooderman. Team foul number two.
It's on Sims.
I'm going to stop. I am really off tonight.
I'm sorry. You're right. It was on Wooderman.
I'm really off tonight.
He put one up, and I didn't see him put the other hand up with zero.
That's going to be three on Wooderman. With the basketball, Chickalamy now long on the near wing. He'll lob it inside, and not much room there for Marshall to get the two.
He didn't come all the way around, Kevin.
Underneath, Lewisburg with the basketball. Kicks it back out for three to Martin. That one no good. Rebound, Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that time no Lewisburg players underneath the basket. All white shirts. Braves get the board.
Pfeiffer now finds Luciano. Deep three. Got it! Oh, my! Line that one up from somewhere around Wise Markets and Sealands Grove. Well,
Davis with five here in this quarter to give him eight. Nothing any bigger than that one, buddy.
Back to a 12-point Chickalamy lead halfway through the third. They'll send it out again to the right wing to Martin. Deep three by Michaels, no good. Tip by Pfeiffer, out of bounds. It'll be Lewisburg basketball.
Yeah, that time Wooderman came in from the corner and got a hand on that. Pfeiffer, I thought, was going to get the rebound, but Wooderman got a hand on it, and Pfeiffer knocked it out of bounds.
Fighting around for the rebound. They'll go in the backcourt to Michaels, who will chase it down almost underneath the Chickalamy basket. Lewisburg inside to Hernandez, stuffed by Long, and Luciano gets his own shot back and puts it up and in.
He's in that same spot, Kevin, and again, nobody went after him. 9 points for Jake tonight.
Braves break the press, 10-point lead. Pass to Dietrich underneath the opposite box, puts it up, drops it in, and he'll go to the line.
Kevin, that was a big-time pass into Dietrich, and then a big-time move, went up strong, and that's the third foul on Hernandez, Kevin. Mason to the line to shoot his shot. Mason right now with 8 points.
Now both big guys for each team has three fouls. Dietrich at the line with 3:23 remaining and a 12-point lead. Got that one to drop off the front of the rim.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Mason now has 8 points.
Wow. 39-26, 3:18 remaining in the third. Lewisburg with the basketball. They'll send it into the near corner. Bounce it inside. Luciano steals it away.
Luciano has to control
the basketball. Almost picked his pocket as Michaels.
Yeah, Michaels, he's tough, man.
Luciano drives in, misses the shot. Marshall with the rebound. Goes right back up, and he'll go to the line
for
another one.
And that's Hernandez's fourth foul.
Marshall that time met a head fake, took everybody off their feet, went up, got the bucket, and will go to the line.
Wow.
And a timeout by Coach Salzman.
Well, you got it. I'll tell you, Davis Marshall, all right, that was probably one of the best offensive boards. He had two people squeezed on either side of him. He got the strong rebound, went up hard, got fouled, Kevin.
2:56 remaining here in the third. 41-26 with Marshall on the line to shoot a one to make it a three-point play.
He's one for three right now, Kevin. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12 points on the night. Kevin, will you have to get the radio station to donate to Chickalamy one of those boards that puts the players' the numbers up and their points in it? You think the CEO, Roger Haddon, would go for that?
I don't know. You'll have to send him an email.
He won't even answer my email.
I don't know about that.
Well, the Braves with a golden opportunity here, Kevin. Right now, Davis has done a good job not picking up his fourth, and Jake Hernandez has picked up two here real quick, back-to-back, to pick up his fourth. Go, Davis, you got to make this foul shot.
Marshall on the line, ready to go, spins it, puts it up, and it. 52-26, Marshall will come out. Now Ammerman will check in with 2:56 remaining. Also coming out of the game a few minutes ago was Hernandez, and he was replaced by Zelahowski.
Well, Ammerman's in there too, Kevin.
Braves, or Lewisburg fighting around. Zelahowski has it. Sends it back out to Wooderman, who just plain lost it on the corner. He was trying to do something with it before he caught it, took his eyes off the ball.
They had a nice double team on Zelahowski, who was in the low box, usually the position that Hernandez has in that offense. And he tried to get it out to Wooderman, and I think Wooderman took his eyes off the ball and was looking at who's going to come out to guard him.
Ready to check in is Major for Lewisburg. Luciano with a dribble, drives in, finds Long on the far corner. Long steps inside for two, in and out, no good. Rebound by Sims. 42-26, 2:20 remaining in the third period.
There's still plenty of offense out there, Kevin.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
there is one of them.
And a whistle for a foul on the floor.
Mason Dietrich's going to pick up for the reach. And probably not a bad foul. Mason does not have any fouls right now. And Cam Michaels had gotten by him.
Also, the first team foul on Lewisburg is coming out as Wooderman. I'm sorry, on Chickalamy. just getting it in time. Michaels will take it. He'll be at the foul line, almost travel there as he slid the feet. Zalahoski underneath, runs into nobody with no room. Three-pointer, top of the key, Michaels no good. Luciano picks it up. He has a two-on-three. Luciano goes all the way in, no good, but the feed goes right to Dietrich and puts it up and in.
Just an offensive board by Mason in the right spot. You know, he just it was two-on-two there, and the Braves won that one.
44-26, three-pointer on the way. That one no good by Martin. Here comes Pfeiffer with a two-on-two. Pfeiffer drives in and had a carry. That will bring in for Shikalimi, Trey Wallace.
Kevin, I'm wondering, a lot of times, I guess I'm old-fashioned, you got that break stop at the foul line. He's got. I forget who was on this side. Nate was on his side.
Yeah.
He was on his right side. Defender comes out, you kick it out to him, he gets a layup. So
Martin will come in and they'll let the ball roll. I mean, almost a half court now. Shikalimi is not contested. They haven't started the clock. Now they do get
well,
to start the clock.
They have to do it when that happens. You know, until that ball gets
so
touched.
So it's touched.
Yeah.
Three-pointer, far side, Major. That one no good.
Nice rebound
by Wallace.
Good job by Trey to get that one.
44-26, minute 25 to go in the third. Here comes Luciano with the basketball. They went to the corner to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer swings around, near corner, Ammerman, three, just on the long. Pfeiffer, backside rebound, puts it up over the rim and in. Might have gotten away with a little bit of clearance
A little bit. That was a good
was
elbow
a
in the midsection.
A little forearm there.
Well, that's 9 points right now for him.
A 20-point Shikalimi lead, three-pointer. Back iron, no good for Major. Luciano has it for a second, sends it out, it goes to Long, back to Luciano, tipped out of bounds by Michaels. It'll be Shikalimi basketball.
I guess it is. Oh, no, they're giving it to Lewisburg.
Ooh.
It's Lewisburg. Yeah, I think Nate lost that, Kevin.
Oh, wow. Missed that one.
Jakari's going to come in for Nate Luciano right now.
He will get a break, and Major will bring it in. Sims underneath. They'll go to Wooderman, and he will be fouled. Zalahoski.
Do they not see those men behind them in the zone?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Zalahoski is doing what exactly the Lewisburg big guy does on the low box. He just gets behind his zone and waits his turn.
Zalahoski is a song, I believe, from the 80s, Automatic.
Yes, he is.
That's number one. 46-27 with 45 seconds remaining in the third as Dietrich comes in for Long.
That foul was on Braden Long. Now, I wonder who's going to run the point here, Kevin. Jakari, I would imagine.
I would think so, yeah. He's in the game now for Luciano. Zalahoski coming in, and wow, a rare miss. Dietrich with that rebound high above the rest with 41 seconds to go. Pfeiffer on the other side of the court.
Dangerous pass there, Kevin.
It was a long one to the other side. James into the corner, underneath to Ammerman, back out to Dietrich, wide open wing three, short. Dietrich chases down his own rebound. Baseline move, off the window, no good, and a whistle underneath the basket.
They're going to call a foul on Sims, and it's a two-shot foul. No, it's not on Sims.
It is a two-shot foul, though.
It's on 23.
That's going to be on Zalahoski.
Zalahoski.
Mason. That will put Dietrich on the line.
Well, Mason fouled his shot, Kevin. It came out long. He got in the corner, and then he attacked again.
First one is good. 47-27. Shikalimi by 20. 24.4 remaining in the third period. Second one up. That one no good. Rebound by Zalahoski.
It's that old 50% curse, Kevin.
It is. It is the 50% ceiling. Sims with the basketball. He'll get it back. Go into the far corner. Firing up a three is Atkins. No good. Rebound by James, one of the smallest guys on the court.
Boy, did he get up, Kevin.
He did. He's got it with 3 seconds. Drives in, forces one, and loses it out of bounds.
Eight tenths of a second
to go.
Don't let him roll the ball now, guys.
Yeah, they did it earlier and got it all the way to half court. And this time it'll be a baseball pass, and James will commit the foul right before the buzzer. So at the end of three, the Braves will commit team foul number three, but have a 47-27 lead at the half. This is Shikanomi Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Lewisburg will have the ball to start this final 8 minutes. Shikellamy leading it by a 47-27 score here at the final period. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Braves basketball from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Lewisburg with the basketball now. They'll send it over to the right wing to Wooderman, who fires up a three, and he got it. That's a rare three-pointer tonight for Lewisburg.
And that's Wooderman's his second.
He's got the only one.
No, he has two of the three.
Oh, there's three. Okay.
Yeah, there was another one.
I knew he had two of them, but he got the first one. I know that. Dietrich underneath James, right between the hands.
See,
out of bounds.
Those are the things that the Braves have to try to avoid. He was open. Ja'Cari James was open, and he should have caught the pass. See, why doesn't somebody come up
well,
here?
Well, they let roll again to about half court, and now they'll pick up the ball right in front of Dietrich. Pass it over to the left side with Martin, and they'll save about 10 seconds there. Putting it on the floor is Wooderman. Off the rim, no good. James pops it right into the hands of Martin. He's short. Martin with a rebound, tries to tip it out. James will come up with it. James with a one-on-one. James will stop and travel as he moved the pivot foot just a whisker.
Pull it out. Start your offense, all right? Slow it down. You have a 17-point lead. Here we go again.
47-30, and again right now, it'll be Michaels just letting the ball roll to half court. Now James will come up and contest. And then Michaels will drive right by, go to the corner to Wooderman. Three, in and out, no good. Tipped out of bounds by James. It'll be, actually it's Lewisburg that tipped it out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball as Long comes in for James.
Well, Ja'Cari goes 100 miles an hour.
Kevin. He does.
He does. And he hustles in there and he gets boards that he shouldn't get a lot of times.
And he comes over, and Coach Gio gives him a little bit of a chat up here and tries to coach him up a little bit. Into the far corner, it's Luciano for three, no good. Good backside rebound by Zalahowski. 17-point Shikellamy lead, 6:45 to go. Three-pointer, near corner, Martin. That one high off the rim, and it drops right through the cylinder. And now Shikellamy will take a timeout with 6:39 to go as Lewisburg starts with the first six points of the game.
A period. A six-point
period.
I had two threes there.
Yep.
Well, the Braves had a 20-point third quarter to Lewisburg's 12, and right now Lewisburg's doing two things. First of all, they're playing a zone, extending the zone, trying to make the Braves make bad passes. The second thing that they're doing is they're letting, and this, you think he's just trying to take time off the clock when he lets the ball roll as Michaels does. But as soon as somebody comes out, he goes around him, gets in the middle, and then he dishes it out to somebody to shoot a three.
Yeah, that's a great point. Not only is he saving time, but he's also using that to his advantage because then he goes 100 miles an hour himself. Braves break the press now. Pfeiffer with it on the far side. Marshall and Hernandez back in the game. Long, wide open, corner three, got it! 50-33 with a long three from the near corner.
Long with a long three, Kevin. Good
that's
point,
exactly
and that's
right.
Nine for him tonight.
And there's a two-point basket at the other end by Michaels on the stop, pop, and drop.
Seven for Cam Michaels tonight, Kevin.
Six to go, 50-35. Shikellamy leading. And Pfeiffer now in trouble. He was double-teamed on the sideline, and Bill Ziegler calls a timeout for 30 seconds.
One of the things you have to do in that it's a half-court extended zone trap is when you get the ball on the side like John Piper did, you got to get rid of it right away, because you're not going to be able to dribble through the two guys that are trapping you. But if there's two on you, that means somebody in the low box, somebody in the paint, or somebody on your side is going to be open.
Right.
You have to be aware of it. But good call by Zig.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, as you like to call it, it's almost it's the second worst spot to be in. The worst spot is to be at the half-court line, right on the corner of the half-court with two guys in front of you. It's like having four defenders.
Four defenders.
He had three that time. Luciano now crosses. He will get double-teamed. Now Pfeiffer double-teamed at half-court. They'll find Marshall, who fights his way in off the window. No good. Tipped out and controlled by Martin.
He had Mason Dietrich all alone, too. He could have got him the ball for the layup. Here we go.
Out to the far side. Wooderman three. No good. Tip out. Tipped again. Dietrich comes up with it. Outlet to Pfeiffer with 5:30 to go and a 50-35 lead. Braves haven't crossed the line yet. Now they do, long in the corner. Now to Marshall at the foul line. Far side, Luciano. See if the Braves can take some time off this clock.
Oh, you got to look down below. Mason Dietrich's all alone.
Well, that's okay. Long's going to hit the three from the near wing.
12 points for Braden.
And a jump stop and a losing it out of bounds is Michaels.
Well, Kevin, Lewisburg's making some runs, but again, just like they did at Shamokin, the Braves are answering. And the answer has come in the fact of those two three-point baskets by Braden Long.
And over to the far side in the hands of Pfeiffer. On the right side, Luciano loses it, gets it back. 53-35, 18-point Chickalamy lead, 4 minutes, 45 seconds to go in this one. Far wing, Long feeds it underneath for Marshall, tipped and controlled by Lewisburg. Back the other way, Michaels, scoop shot off the window and in. A pretty breakaway, fast break turnaround.
That was a 3-on-1, and again, Braden probably might have been better to put that ball up on the glass. He had the right idea. It's just that Lewisburg collapsed on Davis then.
Marshall with the basketball over to the far side to Luciano. Into the corner, Long three. Bang! Long is on fire. He is 3-for-3 from downtown in this final period.
Wow.
Answering back on the other side, Wooderman far side three. No good. Rebound by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer finds Luciano, under 4 to go. Three-pointer, Dietrich, good! 4 in a row for Shikalemi from outside the arc, and they've extended it to deuces.
22-point lead.
Underneath, good job to get it underneath to Hernandez by Sims.
I'm going to say it again. He's behind him on the zone. They have to know where he's at.
Luciano dribbles between the double team and again by another player. And a foul coming, and this one, I believe, is going to be charged to Wooderman.
Two.
Actually, that might be Hernandez.
Three. It's on three.
That's Hernandez's fifth.
Yeah.
And Hernandez will come out, and Major will come in. So Hernandez is fouled out of this one here at the place that he has scored so many points as a freshman and a sophomore.
Nate going to the line, Kevin. He's 1-for-1 tonight.
Luciano, a 52% free throw shooter on the season. Back iron, no good.
That's right.
And a lane violation.
Isn't it a two-point
shot? Nope, it is a two-point shot. I'm sorry.
I mean, a two-shot foul.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I meant to say, I followed the wrong suit.
I said two-point shot. Well, it's a two-shot foul.
And I was thinking there was a lane violation, thinking it was a 1-and-1. Second one is short. And the tip out goes to Luciano. So the Braves will have it again. Pfeiffer now with 3:20 remaining. With the basketball, guarded closely there by Major. And over to the left side, Luciano, as the pass was tipped into the corner. Long three, four? No, that one's going to be a little bit long for Long. And out of bounds off of Dietrich. Long was feeling it that time.
Well,
he was 3-for-3 in this period.
Do you blame him?
No, not at all. Not at all.
3 minutes to go here, folks.
And again, it'll be Michaels letting it roll. Dietrich comes up, goes right by Dietrich. Passes, tipped, into the corner, three for Lewisburg, and he got it! A big three for Caden Major.
I don't know why they just don't pick him up right away.
And there's a steal by Major. Finds Sims at the half-court line. Now Sims will feed it to Wunderman. Over to the right side. Wunderman will look for something to do with it. Gets it back into Zelahoski. Lays it up and in. 59-44, 2:40 to go. And when the Braves think they're going to put this one away, all of a sudden Lewisburg finds a little more breathing room and a second wind, and the Braves have to use a timeout.
Again, Kevin, you know, I talk about foul shots, but they've missed two foul shots there. They had made 4 3-point shots in a row, got it up to 22 points, and they missed two foul shots, and Lewisburg has come down and played that little game with Cam Michaels rolling the ball. Somebody's got to pick him up right away.
Well, not only is he saving time, but as you said, when he picks the ball up, he goes right by the defender
and
then.
What happens, instead of having two people out guarding the front of the zone, you've only got one because he just blew by the first guy. So he steps in, and that leaves the corners open or the wings open for 3-point shots.
I believe the word you were looking for is zing. He goes by.
Zing is right.
15 points.
There's nobody any quicker than Cam Michaels.
15-point lead, 59-44. The Braves have led since the opening minutes of this game, led by as many as 22 in this period.
I'll bet when they play Jersey Shore, Cam Michaels and Jersey Shore's point guard probably have unbelievable. And that would be Gallick.
Finally getting an inbounds now to Luciano. Luciano sends it the long across the line. Dietrich has the pass picked off in front of him by Wunderman, and Wunderman gets it tipped out of bounds.
Cross-court passes in a zone press are a no-no because you got people dropping into the passing lane on the defense.
Luciano looking for somebody, finds Marshall underneath, and I'll tell you, that time it was Michaels who never saw Marshall come behind him.
Yeah, just that once they're out of bounds underneath the basket, work for him, Kevin.
Marshall went right around behind him, and that time Michaels never saw him. They'll feed it inside for Sims. Sims with a scoop shot over the right shoulder and the right side and put it in. Luciano now in some trouble, trying to fight through a double team as he gets the inbounds. He had it stolen away. Who comes up with it? Michaels. Michaels lays it past tip, and Marshall underneath will pick it up, but an injured Lewisburg player will stop play. I think it was Joe Martin.
It is Joe Martin. It'll be white ball.
61-46. And that will mean Martin has to come out, and he will be replaced by Major with a 61-46 Shikellamy lead over Lewisburg and a minute 56 to go. Marshall with it. Marshall finds Long. Now to Luciano. Luciano with a 2-on-1. Luciano right up off the window. No good. Dietrich's put back. No good. He feeds it out to Luciano.
Good hustle by Mason to keep that ball alive.
And the Braves do keep it alive. And they feed it inside to Marshall. And Marshall missed the shot. But it'll go to the line on the foul by Zelahoski.
It's probably not a bad thing to foul the Braves, Kevin.
They're below 50% right now.
Davis is 2-for-4 from the floor tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13, 15 points so far, Kevin.
Third foul on Zelahoski. Seventh team foul. Marshall makes the first.
See, I'm talking Davis into making these shots. Now,
I see.
All right. 16 for the big
whatever
guy.
Works. 62-46 with a minute 42 left. Marshall bounces three times, bends the knees. Misses it. And
Pfeiffer
tipped it to Marshall. Marshall went underneath, bounces it off of the shoulder blades of Zelahoski out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. Lots of contact underneath before Marshall finally slapped it off the shoulder blades. Marshall gets it, gets a double team on the inbounds. Fade away, and it's good. 64-46 with a minute 30 to go. Shikellamy leading it. Sims driving in, out of off balance, right corner. Wunderman in and out, no good. And the putback is good by Major. 64-48, minute 15 to go. Here comes Luciano, dribbles between a double team. All alone under the basket is Dietrich, and he'll go to the line with a bonus shot.
Well, you can beat the press with passes, or you can dribble. You can dribble through three guys. And then hit the only guy underneath the basket, who's Mason Dietrich, All right, and he's going to come to the line right now.
And Lewisburg starting to make some substitutions, getting their second team in. Shikellamy will do the same as Dietrich gets the basket and a one with a minute 7 remaining in a 66-48 game. Shikellamy has gotten it back almost up to 22 again. They're at 18 right now.
What a night.
Oh, what a night.
Indeed. And the Shikellamy starters are out and very happy. Dietrich, short. He'll have to stay in. Picking up that one will be Atkins. Atkins will bring it up with a minute 2. Major with a 3. Got it! And that was an NCAA 3 from the far wing. 66-51, under a minute to go. Braves push it up there with Williams now in the game. Williams now to Trey. Back to Williams. Near side Leonard. Leonard will drive in, spin into a double team, and will travel. Braves have Dietrich who will be coming out. And now it'll be Caleb Kasher coming in. Williams in the game for Shikellamy. Also in the game is Trey Wallace. And for Lewisburg, it'll be Zelahoski coming out of this one. And coming back in will be Jacob Blau, the freshman, along with Noah Pauling. And it'll be Sam Barrick in at forward for Lewisburg. Pauling with a basketball. Pass is tipped, and it goes into the hands of Kashner. He will hand it off to Williams, and Williams with 27 seconds and a 66-51 lead will slowly bring it up. Williams sends it inside for Wallace. Wallace puts it up and in. Right hand, right side, and the right spot. 68-51 with 14 seconds remaining.
Nice pass by Williams in him to get the assist.
Three-pointer near side Barrick, and that one is good from the near wing. 68-54, 3 seconds to go, and Williams will hold it, and that'll do it. Shikellamy dumps off Lewisburg, 68-54. We'll have the postgame wrap-up coming up next on News Radio 1070 WJOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Shikellamy gets their second win in conference play. A 68-54 victory over the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And most importantly, go to 5-10 overall and will solidify their spot in the number one seed at the moment.
Well, the last three, in the District
6-4 tournament.
The last three games that we have done that we have done. I'm not talking about Bloomsburg because we didn't do Bloomsburg. It's been a joy to watch these kids play. And tonight, you know, they started out with a 13-point lead or a 16-3 lead in the first quarter, and they never looked back. Every time that Lewisburg tried to make a run, all right, the Braves came right back. And we had some great games tonight. The Braves with nine three-pointers.
That's
all right?
A big night. That's
nine
a
three-pointers.
Big night. Bill Ziegler joining us on the postgame. Leading scorer tonight, Davis Marshall with 18. And I think what impressed me the most there is he did that with three fouls most of the way through that second period and third period and still was able to be aggressive. What did you do or what did you change up to try and avoid any issues with him?
Well, to be honest with you, my assistant coaches said you got to let him play. When I was a little bit more up the lead, being more on the cautious side, do you kick the field goal at the three-yard line or you try to punch it in?
That's what we were talking about, too, at halftime.
And, the coaches said you got to trust him. And, he's a senior, and we trusted him to play smart, and he did. And, that's one thing we talked about in the locker room, how, he had three fouls, and he continued to play hard and keep his head, and we're very proud of him.
A great game up and down. Again, the three-point shooting came out tonight. First time we've seen that at this level in this many three-pointers in a long time. I thought what you told me in the pregame was very important, and I thought it really frustrated Lewisburg the way you changed up defenses. So congratulations on a well-done game. This was the second time you played Lewisburg. You haven't had a chance to practice it, but it sure didn't look like that tonight.
No, we were toying around with playing some zone and man and mixing up a little bit. And then, after watching the JV game and kind of watching what they were going to do offensively against the zone, that kind of helped us out a little bit too. And, their varsity had the same offense as their JV did. And we made one little slight adjustment because they were sending a second cutter in the backside. And then, we dropped Luciano down. But, I'm really proud of the kids and, Braden Long had a game of his life, man. I mean, not only did he defend, but he hit three threes. And, Braden's a very emotional guy that runs on energy. And, his energy right now is sky high. He won't be asleep for hours.
that fourth one, I think he wanted that one more than any of the other ones. he didn't miss that one by much.
It was a cover, though, Braden. Yes, nice shot, buddy.
You told him everything, Kevin.
Rare. I don't do that.
Listen. It's been a pleasure. We didn't do the Bloomsburg game, so we won't talk about that.
Good.
But these kids are really spreading the wealth out as far as scoring, okay? But I'm impressed with some of those guys like Mason Dietrich keeping the ball alive offensive-wise, all right? Always being there to score. It just seems like everybody's putting it into the fix to get these big wins. Shemokin was a big win, but I'll tell you what. Tonight was, I think, even bigger.
Three of the last four.
Three of the last four. We're playing well, and, we got four games to go, and we want to, keep the ball rolling here, and we'll have a short and sweet practice tomorrow to go over what Minersville is going to do, and then head down 901 and play the Miners.
You're number one in the District 6-4 right now. So
This should help you, too.
So.
This should help.
Nice to have a home playoff game.
That's been our goal all the time. Yeah. So one day at a time, and
we'll keep track of that for you.
Yeah,
Don't worry.
We're just going to keep going to practice and doing what we're supposed to and play hard in the court.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big win for Shikellamy tonight. Over Lewisburg, a 68-54 win for the Shikellamy Braves tonight. Leading the way, Davis Marshall with 18. It was Mason Dietrich with 16, Braden Long with 15. Three of those were three-pointers in that final period. Yeah. And, boy, that's a lot of points there for three
guys. John Pfeiffer, 1 point away from being in double figures with 9, and Nate Luciano, 2 points away from being with double. Could you imagine that, Kevin? Five players in double figures. What a great night for the Braves.
And along with a season high 15, not a career high. His career high is 25, but a season high 15. Leading the way for Lewisburg, we talked about last time they had three guys in double figures. Jacob Hernandez, who ended up fouling out of this game, with 11 points leading the way. And Cam Michaels with 9, one of those being a three-pointer in the game.
Yeah, I just think the Braves did an excellent job of not giving Lewisburg more than one look at the basket, and they handled the half-court trap press in that fourth quarter very well. And an interesting fact, folks, up until the fourth quarter, Lewisburg had 27 points. They scored 27 points in the fourth quarter to get 54, but the Braves scored 21. So, that you know, again, the Braves with two quarters
41
in the second half.
41 in the second half.
Yes.
And that was after a third period against Bloomsburg that was like we had seen earlier in the year. Chief, I really believe this team is starting to get a little bit of a feeling a little bit comfortable with themselves, starting to get a little bit more confidence built up, and it's the right time to be able to do it. They have a good shot against Minersville on Thursday night. Then they have Berwick on Saturday night here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. And then it's two ultra-important games, both in the conference, even though the conference may not be up for grabs for them, that number one seed in districts are. And they have two district opponents in Central Mountain and in Sealands Grove, and a lot of points available right now for the team right now that sits in the number one seed and could have a home game come March 8th here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. And that is a big, big thing for a team that struggled early in this year and had so many things to overcome, including not only being shut down like everybody else in December, but being shut down earlier because of a COVID issue in the team. So, again, a great couple of games here, three of the last four being W's for the Braves, Chief.
You said it all, Kevin. You did, all right?
Well, and we'll be back with
you. Hey, listen, I can, unless you want to talk some more, I'm ready to go home.
Are you ready to go home?
All right. I'm tired. This was a tough game to call.
It was.
It took all our energy.
It was,
right?
It was an exhausting
for
game.
For once.
In a good way.
And again, we just picked the Resolite up, put the hardwood down, and you and I are back home again.
Well, the Braves will now improve to 5-10 overall. As I said, we'll next be on the air with them, not only on WKOK, but on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel on Tuesday night here against Central Mountain, and then in the Seal Dome in Sealands Grove on Thursday night next week. Once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 68, Lewisburg 54. The Braves now improved to 5-10 overall. Lewisburg falls to 10-8. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. We'll be back with you 1 week from tonight on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, a WKOK Sports presentation.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.